Man, I'm telling you, we can make a fortune selling this stuff. It's new and it's exciting.
Dwayne, there's nothing new or exciting about soap.
It isn't just soap. It's Blam, the most powerful soap in the universe. Yet kind to your hands.
Shouldn't we be discussing this in the kitchen, Raj?
Who told you it's the most powerful soap in the universe?
Mike Johnson's mother.
When?
When she sold it to me.
Well, you better use that soap to wash your face.
Why?
It's got sucker written all over it.
Well, there must be a lot of other suckers out there then, because Mike's mother sold enough soap in 1 week to make a $50 down payment on a color TV.
$50?
Mm-hmm. And she sold a whole case to one person.
What would one person do with a whole case of soap?
Wash you twice.
Quiet, D. Oh, hey, well, come on, how do we get in on the Blam scam?
Okay. To become an official Blam representative in your neighborhood, just write Blam, Post Office Box 749, Blam, Oklahoma. What do you say?
Call me in, Dwayne.
Me too?
It's a deal.
Hey,
now let's make it official. Let's eat to it.
Hey, man, maybe we can start taking orders tomorrow before we become official Blam representatives.
Oh, no, I got soccer practice tomorrow.
I'll get it. Hello? Yes, this is Dee Thomas. Who wants to know? Judy? Oh, hi, Judy. You did? Great. Where are you gonna stay? Uh-huh. Okay, bye.
Who was that?
Judy Crane, a friend of mine.
Judy Crane? I guess I've never met her.
You haven't. She's one of my pen pals.
Oh. Which one? The one from Nebraska or the one from New Jersey?
The one from jail.
Jail?
Yeah, jail.
I didn't know you had a pen pal in jail.
I don't anymore. She just got out. She's on her way over.
Why is she on her way over here?
Beats me. Maybe it was something I said in my letters.
Like what?
Like, after you get out of jail, you can come live with us.
What? Are you crazy? Have you gone nuts?
What's happening?
Oh, nothing. Dee just invited an ex-convict to come live with us.
Wow, Dee knows an ex-con?
Yeah, one of her closest friends.
Boy, those fifth graders are getting tougher every year.
She's not in the fifth grade.
Then why is she writing to you?
She's my pen pal. I found her name on the back of a magazine. I thought it would be nice to write to a shut-in.
Dee, there's a big difference between a shut-in and a locked-in.
What did she do anyway?
She took some money that didn't belong to her.
Wow, this is exciting. Raj, wait till you tell everybody you got a criminal living here.
Oh, yeah. You think that's exciting? Wait till I tell my mama we got a criminal living here.
Mama will understand.
Have you lost your mind, child?
But Mama, Judy needs a place to stay.
And so will you, pulling a stunt like this.
I'm surprised at you, Mama. I bet Coretta King would take her in.
Well, then there's no problem. Just call Mrs. King and tell her to get an extra bed ready.
But Mama, she's got nowhere else to go. And besides, she only wants to sleep over one night.
A night? Me spend a night in this house with an ex-convict over my dead body? Just a figure of speech.
She was only arrested for robbery and she paid for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but with whose money?
Raj.
Yes?
You're getting on my nerves.
And you're getting on my nerves bringing ex-convicts in here to live and you don't know where
well,
she
did. Well, if you don't like it, you get out. I'm not.
Will you two stop it?
Mama, please let us stay over one night. I promised her.
Well, since you gave your word, all right. I'll board us away so she can stay in his room. But for only one night.
Thanks, Mama.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go and hide my valuables. I advise you to do the same.
Raj, if I'm not afraid of her, why should you be?
You can't blame Roger for being concerned, Dee. We really don't know anything about this Judy.
There's nothing to know. She committed a tiny crime, went to jail, and is a good, nice, normal person now.
Oh, that's probably her now.
I better answer it before she breaks in.
What?
Dee?
Judy?
Hi, pen pal. Oh, you're even cuter than I thought you'd be.
Everybody, this is my friend Judy Crane.
Hi.
This is my brother, Raj.
Hello, Raj. It's nice to meet you.
Yes, it is.
And this is my mama.
Hello, Hello, Judy. Thomas. Listen, thanks for letting me sleep over. Dee told me you were special.
This is true.
Well, are you hungry?
I'm starved.
Well, then go in the kitchen and help yourself.
Just to the food.
That boy is tacky. Judy, I'm gonna fix you some good food to put in your stomach.
Thank you.
Mama?
Hmm?
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Oh, stop.
Oh. That's nice. You have a real tight family, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
You still kiss your mama?
Sure. But only because she's a close relative.
Oh, I understand.
I mean, you see, I don't just go around kissing folks.
Of course not. Of course not.
You see, basically, I'm a man of the streets.
Yeah, I see.
See, I know the streets. And the streets know me.
Yeah. It's rough out there.
Worse than that. It's rough out there. It's a jungle. Hard and tough. As a matter of fact, that's what they call me. Hard and tough. Oh,
God. Are you all right, hard and tough?
I'm all right.
Well, then help Judy upstairs with her bag.
Hello, Lou.
Hey, baby, it's me.
Yes, safe and sound. Now, I'm at the Thomas' house with my little pen pal. Everything worked perfectly. Listen, can you pick me up tomorrow? 10 o'clock is good. Really, baby, I'm fine. No problems at all. The warden probably doesn't even know I've escaped yet. Bye.
Morning.
What?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I was only trying to say good morning.
You know, in prison, people don't often walk into a room without clanging keys, you know what I mean?
No. Are you ready for breakfast?
You don't have to bother, Miss Thomas. I mean, you've been too nice already.
It's no bother.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Dee.
Are you going to work today, Mama?
You want to eat tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well?
I just wanted to make sure that you leave me money for the movies before you go.
Well, how much you need?
$2.
$2 for a movie?
No, it's $1 for the movie, 50 cents for the candy bar, and 50 cents for the large soda.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can get the 50-cent bar of candy on the way to the movies for a dime, and then you can drink water if you get thirsty, and here's a dollar and a hat, and bring me change.
Do you want to go to the movies with me, Judy?
Oh, no, thanks, Dee. I'll be leaving this morning.
Good morning.
What are you wearing, Raj?
My soccer uniform. What does it look like?
It looks like somebody tried to dress a chair.
Hello, Roger.
Good morning, Judy.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing, Mama. Why?
You look like you're half asleep.
I had a bad night. Couldn't keep my eyes closed. Know what I mean, Mama? I couldn't shut my eyes 1 minute last night.
Something wrong with your eye, Raj?
No.
Well, then there's something wrong with your neck, and your knees aren't so hot either.
Hey, come on. Let's get the rest of the food.
Big mouth. You know, I just realized how rude of it was of me to leave you here all alone in a room with my things. I mean by yourself. I mean in the room with no one to talk to. So, how are you?
Roger, if you want to go in the kitchen, I promise you I won't take anything out of your living room.
Is that why you thought I came here to check? Judy.
I told you twice and I'm only going to tell you once more. Go fish.
D, you know, I really feel guilty about you staying home for me. Why don't you go over to your friend's house like you do every Saturday morning?
You remembered that from my letters?
Sure. Look, I remember everything you wrote me. Your letters were the only bright spot of my day. Oh, I'll get it. It's probably nobody.
Hey, baby.
Nobody is.
Dee, this is my boyfriend, Lou.
Well, how come you didn't tell us he was coming over?
Well, I just didn't know how your mother would feel about me entertaining my friends here. Besides, I thought I'd be alone this morning.
Yeah, and you know how it is when a boyfriend and a girlfriend haven't seen each other for a long time, huh?
Yeah, I know. You can kiss, but don't get crazy.
I think we've kissed enough for the time being.
Yeah. Well, hey, we better get going, Judy. It's a long way to Arizona. Where are your things?
Oh, they're upstairs.
Oh, Judy, that suitcase of yours is broken, but you can borrow Roger's and he won't mind.
I don't need it.
Well, why not? Since yours is broken, it'll come in handy. Where is it, honey?
Upstairs. Come on.
Man, you look like you were half asleep out there.
I was. I couldn't sleep all night worrying about Judy floating around this house. Oh.
All right, kids, up against the wall. Frisk him.
Listen, officer, I live here and I can prove it. What's going on?
You know this girl?
Yeah, that's Judy Crane. She's staying with us.
That was easy. So you admit you're harboring an escaped criminal?
Escaped? She escaped?
That's right. She escaped and we followed her boyfriend here.
Well, there's no one here now.
Who's there?
Hold it. Hold it. Who's that?
It's Raj.
And who's the other guy?
I don't know.
Shh. I'll find out. Oh, gee. It's the cops.
No. The cops? Why would it be the cops? Why would the cops be here? Unless you or Judy or you and Judy. Anybody want a sandwich?
Stay where you are.
Staying.
Dee, can you hear me? Are you all right?
I'm okay, but I'm unhappy with my present company.
Hey, we have this kid up here, so you cops don't do anything stupid.
All right. All right, Bonnie, all right. Just calm down, relax. Hey, look, you take the back door and you cover the front.
Well, who is this Bonnie anyway?
He's also an ex-convict and Judy Crane's boyfriend.
Well, get him out of my house.
I'm trying.
Judy, will you tell me what's happening? Because I'm getting fed up with the whole thing.
Dee, look, I wasn't released from that prison farm. I escaped.
Not nice.
I know. But I only came to your house because I thought nobody would look for me here.
The police were probably watching me the whole time.
That's not easy. You don't look all that wonderful.
Can you watch your mouth?
Oh, please.
Maybe they let Dee go if we gave him another hostage. Ask him if they'll take a teenage boy instead.
Well, that's awful brave of you, son.
Thank you, sir. Good luck, Dwayne.
Oh, look, officer, it's my sister. I'll go up there.
No, please.
All right, we're ready. I got my list of demands.
Okay, look, this may be it. Okay, Bonner, what do you want?
All right, first I want you to fill up the gas tank on my getaway car.
What getaway car?
The one I rented. It's across the street.
You rented a getaway car?
Yeah. It's a bright red convertible with mag wheels and those little cotton dice that hang from the rearview mirrors, you know? It's something else.
That's our getaway car. A bright red convertible.
It's a beauty, Judy.
And it's easy to spot, dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's not gonna be so easy to spot.
What do you mean?
Go look.
It's gone.
He parked it in a tollway zone.
How could I do that?
You're stupid.
I'll get a ticket, too. I've never gotten a ticket before. Darn!
You're not very good at this, are you?
Will you leave me alone?
Don't yell at her.
Let him yell. He needs the outlet.
Okay, sir. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna run out back, climb up a telephone pole, and jump onto the roof.
And be back down here in 1 second with the roof and the second floor.
All right, Bonner. Let's hear it.
All right, I'm gonna need another getaway car. Something in the dark red. Doesn't have to be brand new.
What about food?
Oh, yeah, we're gonna need enough food to last a couple of days.
Hamburgers would be good.
Make that about 10 hamburgers.
Hold the ketchup heavy on the relish.
Hold the ketchup on two of them. I'll make it three of them.
And a grape soda.
And a grape soda.
Oh, and better get some napkins.
Will you let me handle this? And we're gonna need some napkins, too. And about $10,000 in cash.
Now, how long do you think that'll last?
You better make that 20.
Small bills.
Wait a minute, wait.
Dee, are you planning on going with us?
Heck no. I just hate to see anything done dumb.
Who are you calling dumb?
You.
Oh.
And you're dumb too, Judy.
Oh, wait a second, young lady.
Why did you escape? In your letter, you said you only had 6 more months to go on that honor farm and then you'd be done.
Well, Dee, 6 months is a long time, and I couldn't stand it.
Well, you should have stood it. You did something wrong, and you had to pay for it. Now you're even in more trouble, and you have to spend more time there.
Come on down now, Bonner.
Well, you be quiet, I'm talking.
Did you hear that? I think she got the situation under control.
Are you kidding? She's up there alone with 2 convicts.
Oh, they'll be all right.
Now, if I understand it, Lou, as long as you're not holding me up here against my will, the cops won't want you for anything. And if you go back to the honor farm, Judy, you'll be out of there in a year or so.
Yeah, but I'd really miss her. I mean, gee whiz.
Listen, Dee, I couldn't stand being cooped up for another year.
Well, that's too bad. It's better to be cooped up for a year than messed up for the rest of your life. We're coming down now. It was only a joke. I'm fine.
Hey, Dee. Listen, girl, you still gonna write me?
Sure. Look at all I've got to tell you about.
Hey, it was all a joke. Just a big joke.
You're the joke.
Last one down is a rotten egg.
Hello, Roger.
Oh, hi, Mama.
Hey. Well, what happened?
You mean to my knee?
Of course I mean to your knee. What else?
What else? Well, what happened to my knee is I injured it during soccer. What happened else is Judy's friend came over, and I think you better sit down for this one.
I don't have to sit down for nothing. Now, tell me about Judy's friend.
And the police.
The police?
Police.
I think I better sit down for this.
But first of all, look, I want you to know that everything is all right, and Dee is all right.
Dee?
Well, he didn't really hold her hostage.
Hostage?
I mean, you know, I wouldn't let any harm come to her.
Harm?
Oh, I'll get her.
I think you better.
Hi, Mrs. Thomas.
Oh, rerun.
Did you hear about me risking my life for Dee?
Risking your...
Yeah, I was gonna throw myself through the roof, but it wasn't necessary. Don't bother with any thanks, though. Dee's my friend. Bye.
But rerun, what are you?
Hi, Miss Thomas. Did Raj tell you how I was gonna give myself up for Dee with the kidnappers?
Kidnappers?
Yeah, but luckily it all worked out without even one shot being fired.
Shot fired?
It's all clean now, Miss Thomas. Bye bye.
No, come back here, Wayne. What in the world's going on around here?
Here she is, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, baby, are you all right?
Sure. Nothing happened, really. Just that Judy's boyfriend showed up, and they kept me up in Roger's room. And they threatened to kidnap me if the police didn't give them $20,000, 10 hamburgers, 3 no-ketchup heavy on the relish. But they gave up, and Judy went back to jail because she was never released. She escaped. And they let her boyfriend go because he never really meant to take me to Arizona anyway.
Arizona?
Yeah. How'd your day go?
But, Mama, he was just making a lot of noise. He wasn't a bad guy at all.
Dee, if you ever ask,
I know,
ever...
I know, I know. No more invitations to strangers to sleep over or visit.
Anything good on TV tonight?
Yeah, Mama, this is Lou.
Lou who?
Lou Bonner. He lives 100 miles away and he doesn't have a car. I didn't think you'd mind.
He parked his car in a tollway zone. Can you imagine parking a getaway car in a tollway zone?
That's a kidnapping, police guns, kidnapping my baby.